This is KCUR 89.3. President Trump wants to do away with the National Endowment for the Arts. It would be another blow to a Kansas arts community that took a hit when state funding was eliminated just a few years ago. KCUR's Brian Thompson took a trip through central and western Kansas to find out what government arts funding means to local communities.
The New York Times caused a stir here when it sent a reporter to Hayes last month to see how the budget cuts have played out there. The online story read, "Can the arts thrive without Washington?" A Kansas town says yes, but Brenda Mader, who heads the Hayes Arts Council, says that headline mischaracterized her message.
I would never claim that they'll thrive, but I also know that they will survive. Just like if all funding is cut off for roads in Kansas, we'll still have roads. I don't know what kind of roads they'll be, but we'll have roads.
Mader is proud to say that the first arts council in Kansas was this one in Hayes, now in its 50th year. Her office is in the Hayes Arts Center, which is currently displaying a striking collection of framed pencil drawings on heavy paper. In addition to serving as the administrator, Mader is also the janitor and the caterer. She took on these duties after Governor Sam Brownback wiped out the Kansas Arts Commission 6 years ago. The governor argued that tax dollars shouldn't go to support the arts, but Mader says the Arts Commission's tax bite was minuscule.
Between 25 and 29 cents per citizen for the entire year. So when someone said, I don't want my tax dollars to go to the arts, how many people won't even pick up a quarter if they see it on the side of a curb these days?
The state created a new arts funding agency in 2013, but the Kansas Creative Arts Industries Commission has less money to distribute. Last week, commission members visited the small town of Lucas, known for a 100-year-old sprawling jumble of concrete sculptures called the Garden of Eden. Lucas has a thriving art scene, especially yard art. And then there's the Bowl Plaza, a public restroom with an entrance built to resemble a toilet bowl. Commission Chairman Larry Meeker says the arts can make a town unique.
Lucas is a great example right here. A community that thrives because of the arts. And it draws not just tourism, but creative people living here.
Meeker says the NEA matches the funding his group provides. The grants are often small, but they can make a big difference in a little town like Lucas.
You know, I realize a large organization, $5,000 doesn't sound like much, but to us that helps leverage other money.
That's Rosalind Schultz, who runs the Grassroots Art Center in Lucas. She realizes that the NEA simply doesn't matter to many of the folk artists she works with. That's also true for Hayes photographer Leon Staub.
The arts have been around long before there was public funding. They'll probably still be here long after public funding is gone. As an artist, making art doesn't depend on what kind of funding I have. My art is what I do, and I do it because.
But those who run arts organizations say public funding is important. Joyce Harlow directs the Lincoln Arts Center about 40 miles northwest of Salina. Her entire budget is $35,000 a year. Harlow says a lot of programs ended when the governor scrapped the Kansas Arts Council.
We can't do artist-in-residence programs anymore because we don't have the funding. And there's some exhibits that we can't bring.
The Lincoln Arts Center gets no local tax dollars from the city or county. Salina has an embarrassment of riches in comparison. The Salina Arts and Humanities Commission is a city department with a budget of $1.4 million. Director Brad Anderson says federal taxes for the NEA amount to about 47 cents per person annually. He thinks it would be a huge loss if the art we see, hear, and experience were funded only by private sources.
The most democratic thing we could do, the most open and accessible thing we could do, even on a limited basis, is to have federal and state funding help be that representative and neutral voice for many who wouldn't otherwise be able to write that check.
Arts administrators throughout Kansas are counting on Congress to continue support for the National Endowment for the Arts when the final budget is approved. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Brian Thompson.
Brian Thompson is a reporter for the Kansas News Service, a collaboration covering health, education, and politics across the state.